USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
On Thursday, the nation's top political leaders remembered the late Senate Majority Leader Bob Dole.
America has lost one of our greatest patriots. We may follow his wisdom, I hope, and his timeless truth.
President Biden saying Americans should follow in the footsteps of the distinguished senator. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell citing Dole's historic service in World War II and saying the veteran Kansas lawmaker always knew where he came from. The sex trafficking trial of Ghislaine Maxwell is adjourning for the day. The British socialite is facing charges for her alleged role in helping to recruit young girls for sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. They heard from one witness on Thursday before one of the attorneys got sick and the day was called off. Prosecutors could rest their case Friday. USA Radio News.
From city streets to back roads. From road warrior to carpooler. There are some things you can always count on. Like the reliability, durability, and power of DieHard, America's most trusted auto battery. No matter where your journey takes you, count on DieHard to get you started on the road ahead. Available at your local Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest stores.
You need an accurate thermometer to check for fever, a potential sign of flu or COVID. Be vigilant and contact your medical provider at the first sign of fever. Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate in more than 100 clinical studies. Exergen Temporal Scanners are available at Walmart and other fine retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com. That's Exergen.com. Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
As crime continues to rise in cities across the country, Austin, Texas recorded its 88th homicide of the year last week. The most in the city since 59 were reported back in 1984. Texas Republican Congressman Lance Gooden claims Austin government officials are the reason police officers are leaving the city.
Unfortunately, the people of Austin that run that city have worked very hard to talk down to the police and push them out of the city.
City residents voted against a referendum last month that would require the city to have two police officers for every 1,000 people. A pair of $100 million lawsuits have been filed by survivors of the Oxford High School shooting against the school district. The suit alleging the district and other officials failed to stop the attack that left four students dead and seven others injured. The superintendent of the school saying they will fully cooperate with the investigation. USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
The Senate passed a resolution 52-48 that would specifically ban the Biden administration from implementing vaccine mandates for Americans, with two Democratic senators joining all Republican senators. Senator John Tester of Montana is one of those Democratic senators, and he explains why he voted for the resolution.
I've heard a lot from my businesses in the state of Montana, and they've told me that, you know, it's put them in a heck of a bind, and so I think they should have some relief.
Virginia Democratic Senator Joe Manchin was the other senator who voted with Republicans. The Biden administration argues the vaccine mandates would protect Americans from COVID-19 and allow them to return to work. The newly appointed attorney for the accused Oxford High School shooter has broken her silence.
The lawyer for 15-year-old Ethan Crumbly spoke with Detroit's ABC 7. Attorney Paulette Lofton says she's met with her client several times over video. She can't discuss those conversations, but she can say she's already asked for more resources. Crumbly is behind bars facing several charges, including terrorism and four counts of premeditated murder after the shooting at Oxford High School in Michigan last Tuesday. That could potentially lead to life in prison. In the USA Radio Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
More news can be found by giving us a like on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.